Hi, it's Marcus McCaughan here on Audio Boo, and I'm speaking from a cold and extremely windy car boot sale. Well, I'm not wanting to talk about the car boot sale. I found a sheltered corner here up against a building that joins the park, as it were, the marketplace. And wanted to talk about a subject that just entered my head spontaneously the other morning there when I was talking my morning thoughts, and that was about going to the pictures, to the movies, or to the flicks, depending on what you want to call them. And it brought back memories, and those memories have been in my head since that morning. The pictures, so I thought I'd relate some tales of my experiences over the years growing up here in my hometown of Bathgate. And the picture houses, we had three picture houses at one time, right? We had the Regal Picture House, we had the cinema, and we had Greensies Picture House. Now, the Regal was the elite. The Regal was the quality picture house, you know, well run, lovely interior, lovely art deco surrounding and interior surround of the picture itself. God, that was bloody hard. The cinema was the smallest of the three cinema houses. But it was a kind of wee cosy place, and it never got the big bookings. The Regal always got the latest releases, and then maybe somewhere down the line, maybe later on in the year, the cinema would run those releases. And then we had Greensies Picture House. And Greensies Picture House was a decent sized one, but it was more known for the horror movies or the X-rated movies. Now, X could mean a horror movie, but they did tend to ply their trade in a lot of more obscure movies, not mainstream stuff, and also some, those naughty ones. But Greensies was actually known as the Flea House. Yes, the Fleas. Flea House was the name of Greensies. That was his nickname, because the management didn't seem to run it very well, and it was always kind of dirty, and the floors were never really cleaned, and a lot of the time you'd rise from your seat to leave and you couldn't get out of your seat because you didn't realise you'd just been sitting on a big blobby bubble gum or chewing gum or something else for the past 2 or 3 hours. And the toilets were never that great. I'm not saying they were dirty, but you know, compared to the Regal, well, yeah, you were at the bottom end. So we had the Flea House, the cinema, and the Regal. Well named Regal, actually, because it was a lovely picture house. And, some of the good memories I have of the Regal was going to see the latest blockbusters at the time. You felt privileged if you had enough money to go along and go in there. And they had one of those Coca-Cola machines. It was bottled Coke at that time. And they had this big chiller machine, all brandy Coca-Cola. What happened was, you paid for a bottle of Coca-Cola, which was at room temperature, and you put it in a slot on the top, and you pulled a big lever, and that forced that bottle down into the chamber of secrets. And out popped a chilled one at the bottom. So it was an amazing piece of equipment. So you're always guaranteed an absolutely really freezing cold bottle of Coke. And then I think I alluded to the ice cream ladies. Yeah, well, they had brilliant ice cream ladies, because they had one that did the balcony, and they had one or two that done the main area down below the main floor. And they used to come round with their those lovely 60s styles tight-waisted short skirt things on, and their high heels, and their wee tray in front of them with its light. And it was brilliant, you know, just it was something magical about going to the, getting up at the break for the ice cream lady, and getting your wee tubby Wall's ice cream or a mivvy. Oh my God, I love strawberry mivvies. Oh, they were the bee's knees. And then they had, of course, the usherettes who put you into your seat. You could say, yes, I'm in C14 and 15. And they would shine the torch along, you know, if you entered after the lights had been dimmed. Or they shine the torch along because you were getting up to no good with a certain young lady. And then behave yourself around there. many's a time your eyes were distracted from what was on the screen. That's assuming you were actually watching the screen at the time, because the light would be, the torchlight would be flashed along the row, and the words would be spat out from the usherettes. Behave yourself. it was great. And I remember stamping your feet at the pictures, you know, if the picture broke down or it was late in starting or something went wrong, and we'd wait 2 or 3 minutes and that, okay, that's 2 or 3 minutes, that's long enough, and beat your feet, stamp it, bang, bang, bang on the floor. All great fun. You know, I actually got chucked out the Regal. Me and my pal, we got chucked out for smoking cinnamon sticks. Yeah, you know those cinnamon sticks you get, you're supposed to eat them. Well, what we did was, we took them to the pictures and we got them out, and we'd light them up and smoke them. and then when we got fed up smoking them, we broke the end off, and then we ate the rest. So it was quite a versatile bit of food stuff. I don't even know it's food stuff, but I remember the manager came down and spotted us and immediately chucked us out there and then in front of everyone else. Get out, don't darken my doorstep again. But we did darken his doorstep again because he didn't really know who we were. We were back probably 2 or 3 weeks later, once we had gained enough courage to think that we wouldn't remember who we were. Other memories was in the Flea House, the Greensies picture house, the Flea House. As I said, a lot of obscure and ex-movies and that. And sometimes we wouldn't just go just with my friend or my two friends. We go up with a bunch of the guys from the scheme, the housing scheme that is. And we'd go together just for a bit of a buzz, you know, up through the streets and then into Greensies. And we used to go in and watch pictures, and the shortest guy of the lot was a wee guy called Archie, or we called him Archie. And we would go, and Archie would always get into the pictures half price, because when we went all went in, we'd have to pay full price, and Archie was so wee that he always put himself across as being under 14. And so he would get in half price through the pictures, and he would laugh and joke about us and stick his fingers in the air to us as we were walking away after paying full price, and he'd be, yeah, half price again. And which was wonderful for Archie, but it was a real pain in the butt for us because he wound us up with this all the time, because he then had more money to spend at the sweet shop. But I remember we went up one day and it was an X movie. So we thought, oh, you're a beauty, and it was a porno, I remember. Yeah, we were dirty wee buggers in those days, but yeah, we were full of hormones. Give us a break. So so we thought, oh, I'm going to this, and okay. So we got our money gathered together and up, got the fags in the pocket and the sweeties in the pockets and bottles of juice, because we weren't going to pay their prices for it. Stuck down our trouser legs, you know, things like that. And we all got in there and we went in, paid our money. We Archie at the back as usual. And the lady wouldn't let him in. He says, I'm with him. And she says, no, you're under 14. You're not getting in. Clear off, you cheeky wee bugger. And he tried to tell her that he was over 16, and she says, no, you've been 14 for the past 3 years, pal. You're 14. You're out. Get out. So we all saw the porno, and we Archie, didn't we? Oh, it was bloody marvellous. You know, we laughed all the way through the picture. Not just at Archie, but at the picture. It was crap. It was absolute rubbish. But there, you know, we were young guys and just wanted to have. We wanted to live life. You know, having 3 picture houses to pick from was wonderful. You know. Unfortunately, There ain't any more. Oh, and I remember in the Regal. The Regal had, the back rows of the Regal picture houses had the double seats, you know, the divan seats, where you took your lady friend. They were at the back for a reason, because, you know, obviously they knew that the romance and canoodling was going on, so no point putting double seats further down where everybody could see what was going on. So you were right at the back stall, as it were. And you would sit there and try to be as discreet as possible while you were necking, as we called it. Do you call it necking? Kissing? Smooching? We called it necking. It doesn't take much imagination to know why it was called necking. But that you would do your necking there in the back rows. So you would try and get in early so you could definitely get a double seat, a divan seat. And then you would... Yes, you'd get on with, you know, sometimes you'd come out and you hadn't seen 10 minutes of the whole pictures. Now, those times it was two pictures, because it was an A&E movie plus Pearl and Dean Arvers. Remember those? And you would come out and somebody would say to you, hey, what light was the picture last night? And you go, don't know, never saw it. that was great fun as well, you know, spent many it wasn't wasted money in the sense that you enjoyed yourself what you were doing, but it was wasted money in respect to the fact that you'd paid to see movies that you never actually saw. And then if you had a lady friend, you know, if you're taking a girl in, you'd be in there and you'd have to buy her loads of stuff. You'd have to buy her sweeties, a cold cola, and then when the ice cream lady come round, you had to buy her ice cream. So it was a bloody expensive night out those days, you know. That's a Dutch thing that's going on just now, where most women pay their own way. Or do they still pay their own way? Or do you still pay? If you're a guy, do you still expect to pay to take a lady into the pictures? And if you're a lady, do you still expect to be paid into the pictures? Anyway, so it was all great fun. But now we're no picture houses. The cinema transformed itself into Locarno Dance Hall. The Regal has transformed itself into the Regal Resource and the Community Centre, which does occasionally show movies. We were at one just recently, but it's only half a cinema now because it's mostly done with resource and all kinds of things. Having said that, they're doing a wonderful job of it because there's so much going on just now. It's unbelievable. It's reinvented itself, but primarily not as a picture house, if you know what I mean. But it is a wonderful thing. There's something on there every day, every evening of the week. It's amazing. And Greensey's Flea House is no longer a picture house. It hasn't been for a dozen years. It's a bingo hall, and probably does a damn sight more trade now as a bingo hall than it ever did as a picture house. And I don't know if it's any cleaner than it was. Eh? So there you go. Pictures, the flicks, the movies, the big screen, and necking and canoodling in the divan seats. Wonderful days. I've so many wonderful memories of picture houses. Brilliant stuff. There you go. I'll best get on back to the work of the car boot. Speak soon.